Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where we tell the stories of local businesses and services. I'm Randy Bushover. If there's a business or service you'd like to hear featured, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined for this segment by Nate Moroz, who is owner of the Buffalo Store and Director of Planning and Events for Destination Buffalo Entertainment and Event Center, Dana Macchia. Nate, Dana, good to have you by.
Good
Thank
to be
you.
Here.
Thank you.
This is an interesting story because I think people are by now well aware that the Buffalo Store exists, and tell us how many locations you have right now.
Sure. Well, thanks for having us on again, Randy. Right now we have 5 Buffalo Store locations kind of spread throughout the area, one pretty much in every little sub area of Western New York, and recently opened at Canal Side about a year and a half ago at the Explore More Museum, and now we're in pretty much every area mall. And our flagship over here at Eastern Hills. So it's kind of a neat thing where Eastern Hills is right now with the redevelopment. And that's actually, you know, we've had the stores for a few years now, but now we're kind of expanding into the event kind of center type of environment too. So really exciting time.
Well, let's talk about the background of the story, because the story itself of how this came to be is pretty incredible. This is literally something that you had the idea of and started back in 2012 and very much reduced a spot for it. So go ahead and
sure.
Walk us through.
No, absolutely. Well, I started actually in college. So it was my first year in college in 2012. And for a few years, I worked at a local grocery store. And, you know, I was you know, at the time just trying to think where I was going to head, you know, just as a professional, you know, going into the workforce eventually, just trying to think what the degree and all these different things. And one thing I did know, Randy, was I really had a passion for Buffalo. I had a passion for Western New York. And the Bills and the Sabres were just, you know, everything to me, you know, just, you know, growing up with the 06, 07 season and just the excitement around the teams. Specifically the Sabres, and then with the Bills, just the, you know, having a team here is just incredible, and the amount of support and love that this area has for them is, it's inspiring. And, you know, one of my passions for, you know, not only sports, but just the area in general, I mean, I think that Buffalo has great architecture, great people, and just, it's a very underrated city, and I feel like that's, that underdog story has always been inspiring to me. So, you know, by the time high school came around, I really had an idea to, you know, basically take, you know, I'm more visual arts, you know, as far as, I'm actually a twin, believe it or not, and my twin brother, he's very supportive too, but he's got like the math and the science brain. I got more of the visual and kind of the creative arts aspect. So I kind of used that, and I started taking photography of the city, had a passion for the area and just the geography of the area, whether it's Niagara Falls all over to Letchworth, and then just back to the city. I mean, it's beautiful, beautiful buildings, and I kind of used that encouragement of just seeing where people are, you know, whether it's the people, whether it's the teams, whether it's the architecture. I said, hey, why don't we'll start a kiosk and use my own photography of the city and, you know, kind of artwork of that and start selling at a mall.
And how did you go from just a few items in a small kiosk to growing this brand to what it is today?
That's a great question and kind of a crazy story. You know, when I first started the kiosk, I'll never forget, my dad looked me in the eye and he says, you know, Nate, we're going to lose the house. We're going to lose the car. We're going to, you know, over a kiosk, right? But, you know, I love my family. I love them to this day, and they still are very supportive. But it was scary, you know, jumping into something that, you know, again, I was a college student. I didn't have any assets, and I was very, I was pretty, you know, for lack of better terms, broke at the time. And, you know, just working at a minimum wage job for a little while, you know, just, you know, kind of got enough to start off, and didn't have any assistance starting. I just wanted to say, hey, you know, it's a 2-month commitment during the holiday season, and I said, okay, well, I'm going to use my graphic design, you know, with some, like, you know, custom Buffalo mugs, some snow globes, and some very generic, you know, just like the photos and that, and we'll see, we'll give it a shot. And so that first holiday season, I was overwhelmed. I mean, it was incredible, the amount of people that were like, wow, this is just really cool to have something like this over here in this way, especially here in the North Towns. There wasn't really anything in the area that was, you know, Buffalo-themed, Buffalo-centric. But it wasn't just the souvenirs and the gift items. It was more or less you know, just a connection, you know, with every customer we had, you know, talking about, oh, this building or this building, and just really resonate with people. And I love people, and I think people really appreciated that aspect as well. So, you know, going from that day, well, I should say that time in my life, in college, it was a challenge because I didn't have any employees yet. You know, I had some family help me out when I couldn't be there. I had homework, you know, I was doing right at the at the kiosk for a little while. But when that seasonal lease was up, I said, wow, this could be something cool. I know that, you know, January came, the mall kind of threw it in for us, part of our deal. And I, you know, it was really slow, and I said, okay, you know, it's time to regroup. And so that whole year outside of that, you know, holiday time, I just, you know, went to different art festivals and things that many of us in Western New York, you know, I'm sure are aware of, you know, Allentown Art Festival, some of the other ones in the area, Lewiston. So did that for the summer, and then went back to the kiosk for a seasonal, you know, kind of idea. This time I custom built a kiosk with actually my dad just to kind of do something a little more impressive, and got it in the mall, and did amazing again, just kind of expanded it, and then did it again for a third year. By the third year, we kind of got to a point where we were, I guess we were almost at a standstill because we had more product and more ideas, but I couldn't expand. You know, it's a kiosk, you know, you can only put so much in a mall kiosk. So that year, I just said, you know, following that season, I said, I think it's time for a store. And that was 2015 in fall, and I not only decided on a store at that mall just because, you know, again, the Clarence resident and, you know, being an exciting time, just going into what again the area has to offer. I think it's the resurgence of the area is why we're successful. So you know, that fall in 2015, you know, we invited many other artisans and artists and vendors and other local, you know, producers of material, you know, gift items and apparel and everything under the sun. So we basically became this mini department store of sorts of everything Buffalo, and it was really amazing to see the feedback. I mean, you know, everybody that came in, whether they were a family member of the artisan that produced some work or this and that, they all brought their own people in, and it was really impressive, and just to see, you know, that the grand opening day, you know, we joined the Chamber of Commerce, we, you know, cut the ribbon, whatever. And we had, I mean, hundreds of people, you know, inside. It was a 4,000 square foot store, but you couldn't even move. It was really impressive. It was like, wow. And the media attention was great. You know, got a lot of recognition. And from that day on, it was like, wow, this is, you know, what was supposed to be kind of a intermarried thing, you know, when I was in college, became something that, you know, is pretty much a whole part of my life. So to go from that to now the official retailer of the Buffalo Bills and working with the Sabres as well is, you know, wow. I mean, it's 2020, but, you know, I'm still just 26 years old and just trying to, you know, make my mark in this area. It's an exciting time in Western New York.
Yeah, and an amazing and great story to hear, too, as well. I want to remind people they're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, speaking with Nate Moroz, who is owner of the Buffalo store, also who has been patiently sitting here, Dana Macchio, Director of Planning and Events for Destination Buffalo Entertainment and Event Center. And Dana, I'll bring you in here now to talk about, this is specific to the Eastern Hills Mall location, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
And what exactly are you bringing there as far as events or entertainment?
So this is so exciting. I grew up near the Eastern Hills Mall, so seeing it grow into what it is today and Nate definitely playing a huge role in it is just so incredible. I grew up walking by him at the kiosk and saying, "Hey, Nate, how are you? Can I bring you a coffee?" to now working for him is just incredibly incredible blessing. So I'm very thankful for that. The Entertainment Center is going to be one of a kind. There's nothing in the area like this. First of all, we're having concerts there. We're going to have weddings, basically events of every kind. We're going to have a beautiful downstairs. There's chandeliers, a full bar, and upstairs as well.
What is the size of the venue? How many people?
Over 1,200.
Well, that's pretty impressive. And this is still on that Eastern Hills Mall site
Yes,
where you guys are?
Correct. About 500 downstairs and a little over 1,000 upstairs.
So that also gives you the opportunity potentially to do multiple things on the same night?
We're still getting there. We're still figuring those things out. But right now, the downstairs is ready for business.
I sense that I may have sparked an idea or two here to kind of
sure.
do some kind of collaborative effort
for
between
sure,
a couple of
sure.
things. So it's what makes it different in terms of the entertainment? Are we talking just local bands or local vocalists? Should leave it just to you to explain.
Yeah. Well, on Saturday we're having Fits of the Tantrums at our venue, which is so exciting. But we're looking to do a little bit of everything. We're open to anything. And that was Nate's vision, is all are welcome, whether it's a wedding, whether it's a baby shower, whether it's Fits of the Tantrums live. And like I said, there really is nothing in the area that is capable of hosting an event like that in the suburb area. So we're really excited about that.
I can put in a plug. I've seen them live in a larger venue, and they give a very energetic, entertaining show. So
yeah.
They're very fun, and it's a great get, by the way.
For sure.
How does one get a Fits in the Tantrums or some group of that stature?
Yeah, so Star is hosting the event, and Nate said, "Hey, we are happy to host Fits in the Tantrums here." So.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. Now, want to go back, Nate, to something that you had mentioned, your partnership with the Buffalo Bills. How did that evolve?
Well, I tell you, it was a long time in the making. I grew up, like I said, just really loving the Bills. I mean, anytime I saw a player, I couldn't even talk. I was so excited. Or, the Jim Kellys and all them. I went to school with some of his kids, and just, what they embody and bring to the table is so exciting, and what they embody about the area is just so inspiring. And so that love for the team really drove me to really hoping and praying one day I'd be able to partner with this great organization. At the time, when I was at the kiosk, or even when I had the stores initially, I was thinking about the Bills and how we could, sell the merchandise, but not only, have the merchandise in the stores, but, having the ability to, get, how do I get, my, the Buffalo store name and the logo, how do I get that on the stadium, or how do I get that, I mean, I was just kind of a pipe dream at the time, is that really, I'm just a, young guy from Clarence, how can I really, get to that point? I'm not the big, the big names you see, or the big banks or this and that. And, it's just one of those things where I said, well, it's kind of on my league almost, no pun intended. But eventually I got to a point where, with the severe growth of the stores and the amount of, and we have about 60 some part-time and full-time employees, and really was this past year that we started partnering. We had an opportunity to partner with one particular Buffalo Bills player outside of the contract with the Bills. It was more or less just the likeness of the player, and we ended up doing a couple events with him, and that kind of sparked more interest, I think, from the Bills side. And then just seeing really the branding we've done, the amount of media attention we've done, really anything from TV to billboards to radio, any way to really promote the brand and make it Buffalo's brand. We went through a rebranding last year of we used to be called just BFLO, or just BFLO Gallery and Gifts, and we said, hey, I think it's time that I think we could say we are the Buffalo store. We have 5-6 locations at the holidays, 5 throughout the year, but and online as well. But I think it got to that point where once we kind of made ourselves that big stake in that in the area, and what everybody talks about. I mean, it's amazing. I see people wearing our apparel, or I see people wearing, you know, our hats or whatever throughout the area. And it's just, you know, I think this past year was really that change. You know, 2019 was that year that the Buffalo Bills, you know, actually reached out to us, and they said, you know, we'd love to sit down and talk with you and you know, just hear your story. And they were inspired by the story. And it's kind of a funny thing, but, you know, when they came to us and they said, we could, you know, kind of give you a presentation. We went through it, and one of the things they had on there was, you know, a proud partner status and or like official status. And the official status was, it would be like a, you know, the official like gift retailer of the Buffalo Bills. And I was like, you know what? That sounds cool. But what if we were the official retailer, you know, the official retailer? And they said, okay, well, you know, we can talk about it. You know, it might be a little, you know, higher price tag. I said, that's all right. You know, we can talk about it. So they went back to their team. They came back and said, you know, congratulations. You got the official retailer status. And that was like dream come true for me. I mean, everything just kind of swelled up to that moment. And, you know, I think it really brings us to that next level. And again, just, you know, we'll continue to expand, continue to do what we do in the Buffalo market.
Didn't want to end without at least pointing out that apparently the Clarence Chamber of Commerce has taken note. You were selected as their Young Entrepreneur of the Year, so congratulations on that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, and kudos to the Chamber. They've done a great work in Clarence and the area around Clarence. And just to see what they've done, you know, we've hosted ribbon cuttings with them, done a lot of events, and now we're hoping to, you know, further just work with them as well. I mean, there's a lot of great businesses that they represent. And, yeah, we have an awards night coming up on March 5th, so we're really excited to be a part of that. It's an honor.
Well, glad to have you both in, and continued success with what you're both doing.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Nate Moroz, owner of the Buffalo Store, and Dana Monkia, director of planning and events for Destination Buffalo Entertainment and Event Center. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.